Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 285, My Holiness Shines Bright and Clear Today. This lesson reminds us of the importance of expecting the happy things of God to come to us. In fact, it goes further to say that the thoughts that we are thinking when we make that invitation are highly important. If we extend the invitation for what we love to come to us when we are feeling happy, it comes almost immediately. When we are sad or depressed or feeling powerless or confused, when we are waiting for an answer, this is a declaration of separation. It means that we have accepted darkness in the place of the light. This also means that we have accepted illusions in the place of truth. When this is occurring and we extend that invitation, we find that our happiness becomes delayed. But today we refer over to the workbook in lesson 152 in paragraph number 8. For many of us have created an experience or a life that we're not happy about. Things are happening that seem beyond our control. But today let us accept that we are co-creator with God. In paragraph 8 it says, "Let us today be truly humble and accept what we have made as what it is. The power of decision is our own. Decide but to accept your rightful place as co-creator of the universe, and all you think you made will disappear. What rises to awareness then will be all that there ever was eternally as it is now. And it will take the place of self-deceptions made but to usurp the altar to the Father and the Son." Today let us remember that we are a co-creator with God. We have the power to co-create with God. In fact, we can go on further to remember that we are entitled to happiness in everything that we do. In paragraph 13, in chapter 7, it says, "In this depressing state, the Holy Spirit reminds you gently that you are sad because you are not fulfilling your function as co-creator with God, and are therefore depriving yourself of joy. This is not God's choice, but yours. If your mind could be out of accord with God's, you would be willing without meaning. Yet because God's will is unchangeable, no conflict of will is possible." Today we accept our role as co-creator with God. Create something today, anything. Go out into the world and express the love within you, the power of God that's been given you. Create something, help someone, do something to remind you of the power that flows through you. Let's get back to that joyful excitement that we knew as a child, perhaps, where we wished for something happy and it did come. Today, let us re-engage with that joyful energy and remember that our holiness shines bright and clear today.